and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Amen. The bandwidth of God's intelligence is His glory. Him speaking to you. In other words, let me take a little further, revelation knowledge. How many people have gone but didn't hear from God? Are just doing stuff because they have all the information at hand. Or just doing stuff because they have knowledge of how to do it. Have you heard from God? Is God affirming what you're doing? Are you moving in the glory or just exercising the gift? Abraham, since we can't have no children, Abraham, go in unto Hagar. And there go Abraham. And what they produce? They produce what so many produce today, Ishmaels. Amen. That block you from the glory. Preoccupy your time, eat up all your energy, take all your money, get all your affection. It becomes an idol. You get covetous and greedy with it. See, when that stuff starts happening, you got to back up and say, wait a minute, that ain't the glory. That ain't the bandwidth of God. That got to be artificial intelligence. Step back and take a good look at it. Say, is that coming from God or is that coming from the devil? Is that coming from the natural man? Is that just a pipe dream? Put it on the acid test. You'd be surprised. God, I'm telling you, God's trying to fit you into a pattern. You know, a camel laden with riches, if a caravan showed up and the gates were closed, that Jesus used the analogy. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. But tell somebody it's possible. What do they have to do with that camel? And camels are kind of ornery. They'll spit at you. Yeah, they will. Some of y'all don't know. I've ridden them before. I ain't got nothing against them, but they'll spit at you. But what they have to do, they have to take all the goods, all the baggage. Amen. Somebody say baggage. All the gold and all the silver and all the stuff, they have to take it off of it. Amen. They got there at a time where the gates aren't open. So they have to go through the eye of the needle. What they had to do, they got to get the camel down on his knees. You're going to get in, you got to get down on some kneology. You don't get in just because you're carrying a bunch of stuff. Matter of fact, in order to get in, you got to take that stuff off. Amen. Get down on them knees and pull that rascal through there. Somebody hitting him on his behind and somebody pulling him in. Eye of the needle. So how much is there in your life that is artificial? Because you got all the info. We live in the information age. And all that stuff that's being fed to you is fed to you through artificial intelligence. Amen. Them voices that come on. For the office, press 1. If you need to speak to someone personally, press number 3. You haven't pressed yet. Man is after singularity. Terry, we're going to study this at some point in time. God give us grace to really dive into AI. People don't understand. These movies that we see are 50 years behind what they have in the way of artificial intelligence. So, if you will get me, where do I want to go here? Isaiah, chapter 14, and then we'll go to Genesis chapter 3. I just want to show you, as I showed you last time together, I want to reinforce this, the five I's. Number one, let me say this. You might want to write this down. Satan, LSD, Lucifer, Satan, and the devil, the one that messed with your mind, he came against the intelligence of heaven. Amen. I said when he rose up against God, he came against the intelligence of heaven. And what did he bring? Artificial intelligence. God said, let us make the man in our image and after our likeness and let them have dominion. When Satan came to him, he said, if you eat of this tree, then you'll be like God. That's a struggle with a lot of Christians today. They're trying to do other stuff to be like God. And it takes on the form of trying to be popular. Come on, come on. Having the best seat to earn. You know, having your name out there. We tell Jesus, we see Jesus tell him, don't tell anybody about this miracle till the Son of Man be resurrected from the dead or till whenever. But yet we have people out there, you know, just wanting artificial intelligence. See, the devil came against the intelligence of heaven. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12 through 14. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For you have said in your heart, I, there's one, will ascend to heaven. I, there's two, will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I, there's three, will sit up also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I, there's four, will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I, there's five, will be like the Most High. You have to read into that. He wasn't just trying to be like God. He wanted to replace God. Amen. The throne, he wanted God's thought, just like he wants to get your thought. Get in your mind so he can manipulate and govern you. He wanted to get God's thought. When we talk about sitting on the throne and the kingdom, we're talking about kingdom is thought. That's why this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached. You got to change the way people think. First thing Jesus said is repent. Repent. In other words, change the way you think. We're not going down. Tell somebody, we're going up. Come on, tell somebody, I'm not defeated. I'm more than a conqueror. So we see the five eyes. Genesis chapter 3, verse 8. Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 first. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord had God had made. And he said, somebody say artificial intelligence. Yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. Okay, there's where it starts. He came against the intelligence of God. Amen. Amen. And in this day and time in which we live, there's an avalanche of artificial intelligence. Just because you know a lot about a subject doesn't mean the lot that you know came from God. Amen. Amen. Somebody say singularity. Now, in Genesis 3, verse 8 through 12. Are y'all still with me? Are you learning something? And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, "Where are you?" And he said, "I," there's one, "heard thy voice in the garden, and I," there's two, "was afraid, because I," there's three, "was naked, and I," there's four, "hid myself." Verse 11. And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree whereof I commanded you that you should not eat?" And here's number five. And the man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat." So we see the artificial intelligence from Satan had been transferred to the man. The five eyes. Now his five eyes were the excuses he was making. But see, he had come against the intelligence of God. And what did God say? "Where are you?" In other words, you are out of your place. You've fallen from your grace. You've left your bandwidth of glory. My question today, how many have exchanged the bandwidth of God's glory on their life for artificial stuff? It sounds good, tastes good, smells good, looks good, but it's like that cool water. It's bigger than ever before, but it's watered down. Couldn't keep a fragrance for a minute. Had the same bottle. Never saw a bottle that big. Had the initial smell. Cheap in price. But it was artificial. How many are exchanging because your way got a little difficult? Because God has chastened you a bit. See, God don't whoop you like parents. And when I say whoop, chastening means he's seeking to bring you into the pattern. Because everything outside of the pattern, if God takes you to the next level, the devil will be able to war with you concerning that which is not in the pattern. If you've not been delivered from greed and God give you $100 million, you're just going to be a person with $100 million that's greedy. Amen. If God doesn't deliver you from lust, lascivious, and you name it, it's a whole list of stuff. If God doesn't deliver you from that, and you get in a place where you're surrounded by that, you will become that. Amen. And everything that God gave you, you will squander it. So tell somebody, God's trying to deliver you from you. Because the devil will feed you artificial intelligence. And because it makes you feel good. Because it's like a what they call a comfort food. Somebody can't take it. You know, they're going through and they go get their donuts. Try to get your mind off of it, or the TV or whatever it is. You go and get it to get your mind off of it. And so the devil wants to feed you artificial stuff.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
We bow down and confess you are Lord in this place.